With me today is Glenda Wynyard from Chaos Media, and we are going to talk about giving love this Christmas Day, as they say.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks for your time.
That's great. Good to be here.
You did a study and you found out that in terms of giving, Australians, most Australians use their head over their heart.
Yes, they do. So in particular, Australian-born Australians, and whereas new Australians tend to actually use their heart more than their head.
When you say use their head over their heart, it means analysing which cost to support? Is that...
It does, and it really means that it can change by category, and it can also change by where people happen to live and things like that. But on the whole, they think more around long-term reasoning, so, you know, what the results will be from their donation, and around the likes of political advocacy.
With 54,000 registered charities around Australia, that can be a bit complex, isn't it?
It's extremely complex because there's low awareness around a lot of these charities, and trust becomes a major factor. So we find that raising awareness of a charity is really, really important in order to for a lot of these not-for-profit organisations to actually gain that trust.
I found out that not a lot give to environmental-related causes. It's the lowest.
It is the lowest. So in the public giving sector, for every $1 that is gifted to an environmental cause, $3 is gifted to an animal-based cause, and then $7 to a human-based cause. So very, very different levels of engagement.
Does that mean that we need to be more environmentally aware, or is it just in terms of priorities?
It's just in terms of priority, because when you think about some of these charities or the not-for-profit organisations, a lot of the political organisations, so those that are giving voice, so advocacy, that kind of scenario, they really do fall into the environmental sector or the animal-based sector, where heart-based issues and causes are more human-based. So you'll find, Cancer Council comes to the fore there, Salvation Army, Heart Foundation, Red Cross, those kind of organisations. World Flying Doctor, another one.
I suppose it's because these are the things that we could immediately see, is it?
Immediately see, or it's impacting upon our family member or ourselves or somebody that we know, and so we're much more emotionally engaged.
So it's something that we could relate to immediately.
That we can relate to immediately.
Women give more than men?
Women give more than men, but men are much more rational in the way that they give. So they are very much driving those longer-term solutions, that they want to see an outcome and they want to know that there's going to be an end to whatever it is that they're supporting.
So it's not just saying, I'm going to help you today, but I'd want to help you long-term.
No, I want to help you long-term. So they're more likely to be regular gift givers, and the same with younger people. Younger people are more likely to be giving more frequently. So a third of 25 to 29-year-olds are actually giving monthly.
Is that because they've got less financial responsibilities as well?
Yes, it is. Less pressure. They've got more disposable income than the younger crew, so anyone that's 24 and under, but they've also got less pressures than anyone that's hit 30.
Yep, they don't have to pay mortgage at the same time, feed children.
Yeah, they haven't got as many, there's not as many of them with children and all those other pressures that come into play.
Perth is the most generous city in Australia.
Perth is the most generous. There's about 74% of people who reside in Perth are giving, versus the average of 61%. The average person gives around $500 a year. But, new Australians are more likely to give $500 or more a quarter. That's, I find, absolutely fascinating.
When you say new Australians, newly arrived?
Newly arrived. So people who have come to Australia, but they weren't born here. They now reside here as citizens. So I find, and within the last 10 years. So that they are very much supporters of longer term solutions, and also advocacy, so political support and crisis. So you find organisations like PETA, WWF, Fred Hollows Foundation, World Vision. These are the causes that these people get behind significantly.
Is it because they feel the need to give back?
They do give back. They also are very prolific gifters to friends and family who are at home. So they do a lot of making sure that they've got, financial support going back to their homelands.
I guess it's the sense that because life is better here and it's easier relatively compared to where they've been,
Absolutely, and many of them wouldn't be thinking about sending money home as being a donation.
And Brisbane needs to improve on its gift-giving skills?
Brisbane, yes, it's much lower than the rest of the market. It's sitting at about 49% of those who live there that say that they've donated. But they're more likely to give to human-based causes, just the same as most markets.
I guess it's not how much you give, but it's in the willingness to share as well,
isn't
it?
It's the willingness to share, and it's also not about money. It's also about your time. And also lending your voice. So when they ask for someone to help them and sign a petition or something like that, a lot of not-for-profits really need that kind of help.
This week is Give Now Week.
Yes, it is.
So Give Now Week, what can we do to help?
Well, it's building up to Christmas, and it's a wonderful time for many charities, but a lot of these organisations are not government funded in any way whatsoever, and it's really important for all Australians to dig deep and just help them get through. A lot of Christmas places a lot of strain on people, either emotionally or financially, and I think we all need to be a bit conscious of that.
And most important of all, it's not only money that we can give as well. It's our time.
It's time, and it's also lending your voice.
And
so lending support.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, and have a great day.
Thanks, Glenda Wynyard.
Thank you.